If you just go take a quick look at who's appeared on all the major television coverages. Union officials, present or former MSHA officials, political figures. There is a tiny sprinkling of the Mine Owners Association spokesman in Washington. And there's one other former miner that's been quoted. But they amount to about 5% of the people who've appeared as experts talking on the topic. Well, when you don't have one to put out there to counter them. So that's what Monday's press conference is all about.
Are you saying that that those groups do not have miner safety as much of a priority as companies?
Yes, I will say that. Because safety is the way we, in fact, are able to produce coal. How do you think a non-union company manages to attract people to come and work? Have you ever been down in a coal mine?
No.
Okay, I have. I sure wouldn't want to work there in the process. But they come because they know it's dangerous business, but they believe with all the effort you've made, you're the safest place to work. And you also pay better in the process. These people stay in West Virginia because they love West Virginia. Massey's the biggest employer in West Virginia and pay the best wages. But that wouldn't override it if they thought that it was not a safe environment.